If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Leave Chicago now and go not to Ukraine, but to somebody who's got a friend over there. Scott Bauer joins us again. Hi, Scott. How are you?
All right, John. How are you?
I'm good. You're the CEO of something called Prosper Trading Academy. For years, you were a trader, and now you teach other people how to do it. Is that what your business does, Scott?
That is exactly correct. It's all about education and obviously, and certainly in these times, being able to take advantage of what's going on in the marketplace.
How's business for you, by the way? Are a lot of people interested in that?
There are a lot of people interested. I mean, we've been around for quite a while. We're one of the names in our space, but certainly over the last couple of years with work from home and, you know, things like that, it's been pretty good, but thank you.
This isn't why I called, but I mean, in other words, if I wanted to be an online day trader, buying and selling stocks or commodities, I could learn how to do that from you?
100% live during the market hours. Yeah, 8:30 to 3:00 Central Time every single day. Myself and our other traders, our other educators are in the live rooms with our students, teaching them and trading with them and everything that they need to know about the markets, quite frankly.
I could have made a lot of money today, but I could have lost a lot of money yesterday.
Well, hopefully you were maybe short some oil futures at the start of the day today.
Well, now that would require
oil down 15% today.
Yeah, that would require some training then.
Yes.
You are also a fan of a cover band, a Chicago cover band called Leonid and Friends. And you are such a fan that when you saw them when they were in America, when they were on tour here in the States, right? You befriended them and became friends with their lead singer, right?
Yeah, I actually became very, very close friends with the entire band, so much so that they're basically like family. They've been to my house. I've traveled with them. Unfortunately, never have traveled to Moscow or Kiev to visit them, but have spent a lot of time with them. And literally, they're all like family to me.
You told us in a recent phone call that some of them are from Russia, but the lead singer is in Kyiv right now, right? And is Ukrainian himself, correct?
He is, and he is in downtown Kyiv as we speak. And I was in touch with him this morning about 5 minutes after a Ukrainian anti-aircraft launcher shot down a Russian airplane.
You sent me a picture of that, actually. I saw the moment of impact. It's incredible. And I want you to tell me a little bit about that, but also what your friend is telling you about life in Kyiv. I also will mention this. 630 said, John, I love Leonid and Friends. I've been following them for 2 years online. Their Chicago covers are as good as the original Chicago recordings. I was hoping to see the Leonid concert in person post-COVID. I'm praying for the safety of the band members, says Carol. If you haven't heard before, here's what the band... This is a man from the Ukraine. The rest of the band is from Russia. He speaks English, but with a little bit of an accent. The rest of them are Russians. It's a bunch of guys with kind of salt and pepper colored hair, looking like a bunch of Ukrainians and Russians standing around playing the trombones and covering Chicago and touring the world. They are known all across the globe, but now they're more than literally hunkered down. Okay, so Scott, now tell me a little bit about the lead singer, Sergei, I think that's how you pronounce his name, or Serge, and his family and the band and what he witnessed outside his window. Scott, so many of our listeners, like you, are fans of this band. I got all kinds of text messages here.
You know what? In a really short time, John, they have literally captured the heart of the worldwide. I mean, you look at their YouTube videos, they have hundreds of millions of hits.
Yeah.
They've toured 5 times now in the U.S. This last tour, they were here from the end of August through mid-December, went to over 60 cities, playing out every sold-out show. But you know what? They are the absolute nicest, most genuine people that you have ever met in your life. I mean, they are all salt of the earth. And this is their life, and they brought so many people together, honestly, before all of this has started with Ukraine and Russia. They've just brought so many people together and made so many people happy over the last few years. It's truly unbelievable.
You sent me a picture that your friend, is it Serge or Sergey?
It's Serge.
Serge sent you, and it looked like the sun cutting through a cloudy sky, but in fact, that was what? What was that image that I saw?
That was a Ukrainian missile that had just launched and shot down a Russian fighter jet that was dropping bombs in an area near his house, near his apartment in Kiev. And he happened to be at the window and he saw, you know, he heard the jets flying by and he happened to capture this. And so the jet went down, which, you know, was I guess, a fortunate thing. Unfortunately, the jet crashed into a nearby apartment building. And I think you might be able to see that on some of the news, but this was literally, you know, very close to where he's at. So this is what he is experiencing 24/7. On a daily basis. There's just no rhyme or reason for what the Russian military is targeting. I mean, just a few hours ago, they took down a children's hospital. And so it is just the absolute biggest travesty what is going on there. Fortunately, myself and really a few other people on the ground from the U.S. that went there to help his family were able to help get his kids and his wife out of Ukraine, but he can't leave. He doesn't want to leave, and he can't leave.
He's not 60 years old. Maybe if he was older, he might stay. He's been pretty resolute about that, hasn't he?
He has been. There's no way he's leaving. He does have his parents there as well, but yeah. You know, that's what I've learned from him. I mean, that's the pride of Ukrainian people is, you know, he's staying there until the bitter end.
Well, I'm, you know, but that's an interesting point, isn't it? Think about this. We think, okay, everybody quick run. I have parents who are in their 90s and 80s. My parents can't run. If we were being attacked, the business of my parents evacuating would probably kill them. I mean, it would be very, very difficult for them. So the idea that you see these people getting on trains and buses, my mom doesn't travel now. She stays home. She can't move about very easily. So somebody would have to stay with mom and dad. Some people can't evacuate or cannot evacuate readily. And these little windows that Russia's created for people to escape are sort of preposterous and are sort of lies anyway. This sort of just indiscriminate killing. Russia just woke up and said, let's just start murdering people in Ukraine should not be understated. It's insane what's happening there.
And that is the unfortunate truth. And, you know, not to be maudlin about this, but that is really the unfortunate truth. You described it well. It's the indiscriminate killing of innocent people, innocent civilians. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter what buildings they're going after. It needs to be stopped. It just needs to be stopped. And, you know, what these poor people are going through, I mean, you just can't even imagine. Can't even imagine.
I don't suppose listening to their music online is going to do him or his family any good. Leonid and Friends, you can. Google Leonid and Friends. What can we do for you or for them, Scott?
So we have set up, and this is 100% secure, we have set up a web page that you can go to make a donation to help Serge and his family, because obviously he's out of work. That website is Serge, S-E-R-G-E, Ukraine Family. So SergeUkraineFamily.org. And every penny that goes into that is going to help him, his kids, who eventually, hopefully, are coming to the U.S. in the next couple weeks, will probably be staying with me, and just help them reclaim their lives, whatever we can do to help them get back to any sense of normalcy.
This will sound trivial, but I mean, it's people's lives and life savings. When a missile destroys your house and then you have to run with a suitcase and maybe you live, does insurance cover that? What happens to your belongings? What happens to your job? What happens to your money? What happens to your house? You know, I wonder about that. How will these people put themselves back together?
Absolutely. And the destruction that's already there, I've heard, you know, Serge and other people say, you know, this is 15, 20 years in the making of what it would take if the bombing stopped right now.
Put it back together.
To rebuild what's been destroyed in just a matter of days.
SergeUkraineFamily.org. Well, my goodness, when his family, and lucky us, if sometime he is able to travel back here too. Let's make a field trip to WGN Radio, okay?
Absolutely. He would love that.
Scott, thanks for your time. Let's stay in touch. My best to your friends over there.
Thanks, John.